101.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Kate McAllister, President and CEO of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and Keely Gray, Membership Specialist for the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Keely.
Hi, Kate.
What's going on?
Oh, so much.
Yeah?
I mean, we're in the middle. We're going to start Winter Carnival this weekend.
Isn't that going to be fun? The Parade of Lights, you know, it's like 20 minutes long, but it's the best parade ever.
Oh, my goodness. And we have so many amazing people who are going to be in the parade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
Lots of people.
Lots of people walking with lights on themselves.
Lots of people walking. I know. So you think of a parade, you always think of like cars and trucks and floats. And it's like, we're probably going to have a whole bunch of people wrapped in lights walking down the street.
And waste management.
And waste management.
Yeah.
And I'm secretly hoping that the animal hospital will bring puppies, but
don't do that to me.
I know, but they didn't tell me anything. This is just my secret hope and dream.
Oh, I may have to steal a puppy. And then all kinds of things going on until through the 27th of February. And Winter Carnival starts with the Parade of Lights, and then it ends with the Canine Keg Pull on the last day, which will be down Cedar Street again. It's going to be so much fun. I love the Canine Keg Pull. And then Maddox Farms has booked music. Vive Broadband is the music sponsor, and we have music everywhere. Mm-hmm. Some really great bands coming to town. So you should be able to come to town and find lots of things to do and fun times at the Granary on the 19th. And
yeah.
You can go to wintercarnival.com to find out all of the things going on. There's something to do every day here in town and up at Schweitzer.
Yep, it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, so come to the Parade of Lights. Starts at 5:30. You'll be home by 6. No worries. Okay, so today we will shine a light on all the exciting things going on in our community with the local art scene. We'll hear from Pondere Arts Council, Lake Pondere Repertory Theater, and Maddox Farms Productions. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pondere. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Our American spirit is alive and strong, and while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Although we may wear face masks and practice social distancing, there are no restrictions on making travel memories for business or pleasure. Taking care of our Shiloh guests and employees is the very essence of what we do. At Shiloh Inns, we're open and ready to welcome you to a clean, safe home away from home. You'll find extra cleaning and sanitizing protocols in place for the safety of our guests and employees. At Shiloh Inns, we offer many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and even the kids stay free. So book your next stay with confidence at ShilohInns.com or call 1-800-222-2244. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
When it comes to a P1FCU personal signature loan, we're all about understanding what makes you, well, you. We can help you finance your education, that big move, or even your next big adventure. You have your reason, we have your loan. Get started today at p1fcu.org/you. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. All loans are subject to P1FCU membership, credit approval, and other underwriting criteria.
At the co-op this week, we have some great shirts and jackets for the ladies from Dickey and Polar King. From Dickey, we have the all-new bomber jacket in rust, blue, and avocado. This insulated, water-repellent jacket is perfect for the warmer segue into spring. Also from Dickey, we have ladies' thermal pullover shirts in charcoal, black, and plum, as well as Dickey front zip hoodies with Sherpa lining. This springtime favorite comes in several colors, including dark lilac and light gray to choose from. We now have the ladies' Mission Parka from Polar King in stock. This lightweight coat boasts multiple pockets and a fully adjustable hood and waist drawstring. It is available in dark avocado and navy. For these outerwear options and so much more, come visit our clothing department at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. We have Claire and Dino from POAC. Welcome, ladies.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you. So, speaking of Winter Carnival and all of the wonderful things going on in Sandpoint, what does POAC have for us?
We've got a lot going on. I'm going to let Claire talk about the visual arts, and then I'll talk about the performing arts, because that's one of the beautiful things about POAC is we try to do it all.
Perfect. Excellent. Yeah.
So a couple of the visual arts events that we have going on right now, we've got the student art show on display at the Columbia Bank Community Plaza, 3rd and Oak. It's a pretty good show this year. And then we have a photography exhibit at the Powerhouse up right now, too, with a reception coming on the 25th of February, 5 to 7. Wine, art, you know, it's a good time.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. And then, but what I'm really excited about is we just rolled out the Joyce Dillon Studio.
Ooh, tell us about that.
It's art classes for adults at a pretty affordable price.
I will have to tell my mother.
I just did some weaving.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was amazing.
We've got quite a variety of stuff. We've got some painting. We've got drawing kicked off last night. That one's full. Jewelry class happens tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
But upcoming, we've got wildlife and acrylic painting with Dan Carpenter. That starts in March. And then we've got nature photography with Candace Bennett starting in March as well. And that's going to be a really amazing class.
So are these like series of classes that you can take? Or are they one-offs? Like what does it look like if I sign up for one?
It depends on the class.
Okay.
So if you go on our website, artandsandpoint.org, you can check out the class catalog. And some classes are one night, you leave with a finished product. Others are a series of eight classes where you leave with more of a skill. So it's really dependent on how much you want to go for it.
It's so super cool. They used some of the board members like me as guinea pigs for these classes. And oh my gosh, it was so much fun. Especially, you know, I think we all start out as artists when we're kids. And then at some point you get told your brother is a really amazing artist, but maybe not so much. It's just the process of creating art is so much fun.
Yes.
So I really encourage everybody, even if you think, oh, I'm not artistic, even more of a reason to do it. It's a blast.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I took a felting. It was just a one night little course up at Kinnik'su, up at their little yurt thing. And it was really fun. I mean, poking that needle in there, and I made a pot holder.
Pretty cool. Ooh,
look at you.
I know, right?
Actually, she was glowing the next day. She came in and she's like, Keely, guess what I did?
So yes, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
It's true.
Oh, man.
It's true.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, is there anything else going on in visual land, Claire?
The Joyce Dillon Studio is really the big one that we're rolling out right now. You know, of course, we've got Art Walk coming up in June.
And that you guys are celebrating an anniversary with that, aren't you, this year?
Is it 40?
I think it's 50, isn't it?
It's 50 for the Arts and Crafts Fair.
Arts and Crafts Fair, that's right.
I think it's 45 for Art Walk.
Yeah.
Oh, Art Walk. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. This is Winter Carnival's 49th year.
Oh, my gosh.
So next year, I'm warning everybody, y'all better have something going on for the parade.
Oh,
or
for
whatever.
Sure. We'll think about that when we're booking the performing arts season.
Maybe
too.
Arts Through the Ages or something.
Yeah.
Get yourself lit with lights.
That was a nice fix of that one there, boss.
A whiskey art for you, just for you.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, Dino, what's going on with performing arts?
Well, we are we are halfway through our performing arts season for this year. We just last weekend had a fantastic collaboration with the Allegro Dance Studio and Suzuki String Academy with this winter night. We also had visual arts that were based on winter scenes, and that was a really wonderful collaboration. We loved it. Maybe we'll do that next year during the Winter Carnival, because it was a winter celebration. It was wonderful. Next up, we have
Living Voices, which is something we try to do every year. Yeah. And it's a single performer, and she's absolutely amazing, Rachel, and she's backed by like multimedia type images. And this year it's called Through the Eyes of a Friend, which is a story of Anne Frank.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be really powerful, and that is next Friday, February 18th. And the tickets, you know, are so affordable. They're $16 for this show. And then we'll also, of course, go into the classes. I mean, one of the things about our performing arts is every performing artist that comes through POAC does an outreach in the schools.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and it just depends. Like for this one, it's really geared more fifth grade and up, so we're going to go into several elementary schools. I know for sure we're going to be at Kootenai, maybe Farman Stidwell, and Sagal. So we love to go in and have that, you know, happen in the schools. And then, for example, next month we have Paul Beaubrun, who is a Haitian guitarist.
Oh,
and yeah, so he's on Friday, March 18th. And so for his, we'll probably do a master's guitar class, you know, something
nice.
Like that.
Excellent.
And yeah, and then we have Brubeck Brothers coming on Thursday, May 19th. And we've already arranged to go into the Sandpoint High School to their jazz. You know, their jazz band, and the Brubeck brothers, who are just huge, you know, legendary jazz family,
right.
They're going to go in and do a workshop and, you know, do some critiquing and just, you know, kind
How
of coach these
that?
Students. So that's a really important aspect of everything we do. It's not just the public performances, but what we can do to reach out to the students. And then also, I didn't mention Rumpelstiltskin, the Missoula Children's Theater.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
So much fun. I have been in awe of this process for a really long time because
right.
both my kids are now in their 20s. They did this, you know, coming up through grade school and even into middle school and high school. And basically, they take these kids on a Monday are the auditions, and by Saturday, mm-hmm. you have this performance that is completely ready for public consumption, you know, for a matinee and an evening performance, and with costumes and just singing and dancing and acting. It's truly a miracle to me that they pull all these kids together. So this year it's Rumpelstiltskin, and we didn't get to do the MCT last year
right.
And so we're really excited to do it, and that is on Saturday, April 23rd.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where are all these performances happening?
At the Panada Theater. And all of our performances this year are at the Panada Theater. And we're really excited because we really feel like that's POAC's most mm-hmm. natural home
right.
To present the performances. So that's another partnership. We really appreciate being at the Panada. And even though some of these performances may be, you know, maybe more intimate, it's okay because, you know, you just block off the balcony and people sit up close
right.
and it's still a wonderful place to be. And maybe better right now to have a little more room around you too. So,
Absolutely.
So we're really looking forward to that and appreciate being at the Panada.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And you said February 18th was what?
That's Living Voices.
Oh, Living Voices.
Yes.
Oh, but okay. You were talking about February 25th is
the photography reception
at the Powerhouse. Yeah. And the other thing that Keely, you can jump in and talk a little bit about this with me, another collaboration. We have our drama Showstoppers right now. We started mm-hmm. it last spring, and it's totally free drama classes, and we're focusing on ages 9 through 14.
Yep.
And right now they're going on. Courtney Roberts is our instructor, and
nice.
We're doing those in the Little Theater, which is just perfect. They love to be up at that little stage.
Right.
It doesn't matter how little it is. It's a stage and they're on it, you know, and they're having a great time. And those are on Mondays and Fridays. And then the next thing we're going to be doing with Showstoppers is to partner with Lake Ponderay Players to do a summer drama camp.
Absolutely. We are so excited for that. Courtney is my partner in crime in that. And
yes.
I am just so excited for the collaboration and kind of just want to speak to how wonderful it is that POAC is so willing to partner with so many different organizations in the community, because it just really means a lot to have that collaboration. You know, it's just, it really helps everybody.
Well,
honestly.
It makes us all
for
stronger.
Sure. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We are all about that.
And
we're really excited to be able to, you know, help maybe give some scholarships so people can participate in the summer drama camp. And we know that you and Courtney will be incredible doing that together.
No doubt.
Right. Yeah. The energy makes me tired when I see them both together.
Well, we are synergistic.
I know, we are. I call her the yin to my yang. Because everything
so
that
cool
I lack,
that
she is strong
other.
In. Yes, we are. I feel very lucky to have found that firecracker. I tell you what.
Really great.
Well, let's talk more about POAC and how you guys go about planning your season.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, whether it's visual arts or performing arts, it's a plan. So
oh, yeah.
Claire, you want to kind of talk about how we plan our visual arts? Some are long in advance and some just come up.
True. So. Yeah. We, you know, there's the longstanding, like the student art show that we do every year, our artist of the year show that we do every year. But Carol, our board president, and I try to, when we build the schedule, come up with new and fresh things that Sandpoint maybe hasn't seen or experienced before. And then sometimes you get someone like Eric Darstad who donates his entire collection, and then get to honor him with a show.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, you know, sometimes it changes at the drop of a hat, but really our goal with it is always to honor the traditions that POAC has set in place and bring new people in.
And emphasizing on that relationship piece that POAC has with all these local artists, yes. Which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, giving the students a platform to show their work and locals a platform to sell their work and become mm-hmm. successful artists. It's awesome.
We have so much art here in this town. Like, we're just so gifted mm-hmm. in so many different
amazing.
Art mediums. It's just insane to think like a tiny little town like Sandpoint would have so many talented people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even something silly as the Follies, the talent in it is just like, whoa.
Yep.
And then working with a bunch of younger individuals on Young Frankenstein, I'm just floored just every time that we, you know, we finish a piece of the play or the choreography, or it's stunning. And so I think it's really the onus is upon organizations like POAC and the Music Conservatory and the Panada to really keep us an art community and mm-hmm. keep this going and have our kids come up that way and know it's okay to be an artist, or what, even if your parents say that you might not be, art comes in so many forms, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't know I was an actress till I was 40, till Deb McShane said, yeah, you are. And so I always thought I was a singer.
I'm so glad she
yeah,
did.
I always thought I was a singer.
And a dancer, too.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, well, yeah. But you won with the cowboy thing.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Hey, you haven't lived till you've performed Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy with your mother and your son in the audience.
I'll tell you that. Wow. Right, but they gave the oldest dancer the salsa.
Yeah, but you were awesome.
So at the end, I'm like, they wanted to interview me, and I'm like, my lips are stuck to my teeth. I stopped. I was so dehydrated. It was crazy, and I'm just like, how'd it go? Oh, my God. It was so good.
That's what's fun about our town, though. I mean, people can participate in the arts. It's, you know, if you're non-professional or professionals or bringing professionals to town like
and
we
Chief
do.
And Chief Coon, he did the...
Oh, God, Candyman.
I feel like we need to bring this back.
I feel like we need to be Dancing
tell
with
you,
the Stars
it was
back.
A blast.
But then Mandy got the waltz.
Yeah, she got the waltz.
Whatever.
And then, and old Chris Lynch had a wardrobe malfunction. Remember that? Okay. Two of them.
We weren't around for this, Claire. This was before our time.
You should have been. Did they do it again the next year? I don't remember.
They did. They did it the next year, but that was it, and it was so much fun. So maybe that is a great thing to think about bringing back.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Think about that. But, you know, as far as our performing arts season, planning that, mm-hmm. It takes a lot. You do it a lot longer in advance than, like, booking for the summer like I used to. It's like you have to get things in place up to a year in advance, and you really plan the whole season. And I think a lot of it has to do with routing. You especially route the seasons. Like, we work with Whitefish. You know, we work with even, you know, some places far away as the Tower Theater in Bend or, you know, Sun Valley, or, you know, you kind of work these artists. It's very important economically to them that their tours are pretty tight together.
Yep. Yeah.
And so, you know, that one thing that's really nice are some of these conferences that a lot of these regional presenters go to, like Arts Northwest.
Yeah.
That is a fantastic organization, and they have a booking conference every year in the fall. And that's kind of where you start planning the season for the next year coming.
Yeah.
And so we saw a lot of great things. Tone and I went to that conference, and it was in Spokane in October, and saw a lot of great things for 22-23 coming up. And, you know, sometimes we try to do thematic things too. Like there's someone who really reaches out to teens, and we thought that would be a great thing to do in September to get kids, you know, off on the right track, you know, mentally and emotionally. And then we're trying to do something fun for Dia de las Muertas in October. You you know, just kind of following some of the those seasonal trends. We're looking at perhaps bringing the Nutcracker back. We couldn't do that for the last couple of years because of COVID and touring. A lot of dance companies fell apart. Or at least went on long hiatuses.
And so. It's time for COVID to go so we can get out for live performances.
Yes. We're back.
Yeah.
We like to say POAC is back. Yeah. We're all back.
That's right. Yeah. Well, on that note, it has been wonderful to have you both here. Please give Tone our best.
Absolutely.
And hope she's doing well as well. And
she's doing awesome. She is not a public speaker, but we make her speak at the art party every year.
Good. Good. We have to hone those skills, right?
Yes, indeed.
So where can people get all the information from?
Artinsandpoint.org is the best resource. We update that first usually, but always, you know, feel free to call the office.
All right.
208-263-6139.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Well, time for another station break, and we will be right back on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
Thank you, ladies.
Bye.
The Kootenai Valley Sportsman Association presents their annual Gun and Horn Show this weekend at the Boundary County Fairgrounds in Bonner's Ferry. Buy, sell, trade guns, knives, hides, taxidermy, sporting equipment, and more. Enter your horns for the horn contest Friday 3 to 6 or Saturday 9 to noon. The Gun and Horn Show is Friday, Saturday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday 9 to 2. Admission is $5 or free with membership sign-up. The Gun and Horn Show at the Boundary County Fairgrounds this weekend.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is the largest grassroots organization for mental health in the country. Hi, this is Jessica Rachels. Our Far North branch has been serving Bonner County for over 14 years. Your mental health matters to us, and we are dedicated to improving your quality of life in any way we can. As always, we welcome all to the NAMI Far North Support Meetings every third Wednesday of the month at the VFW Hall on Pine Street. Contact NAMIFarNorth.org for more information.
When you order your Walgreens prescriptions with same-day delivery, it's possible you'll experience some side effects. Side effects may include joy, that you won't run out of your pills, and disbelief at just how crazy fast the delivery came right to your door. Get your same-day prescription refill today on the Walgreens app.
To use same-day Rx delivery or 1-2 business day delivery, you must be opted into prescription status alerts. It will appear as an option if orders before that store's cutoff time for the day. Certain health plans do not cover or participate in same-day Rx delivery. Check with your health plan for further details. Excludes California.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Okay, welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Kate and Keeley from the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and we are joined by Rob Talbot from Maddox Farms Productions. Welcome, Rob.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell us about, just tell us a little bit about Maddox Farms first, and then we'll go from there.
Well, we started out about 5 years ago, started putting on pop-up shows around town, and right now we're, when I say we, I mean my wife and I, well, me with my wife's support, I guess is the best way to put it. We're doing more and more events. Like, we do Sandpoint Summerfest, we do the concert series in Farm and Park, Sandpoint Summer Series. partner with POAC to do events with them. We rent out gear for a variety of events. I book all the music at Ike Arts. Mm-hmm. We worked with the Panhandle Overland Rally this past October to bring music to that. We're expanding what we do almost every day.
You seem to have grown quite a bit. How do you go about finding bands to perform?
Well, it started out just kind of knowing the bands that I liked and thinking, all right, my community would like to hear this talent, hear their gifts, and wanted to share that. And it's kind of expanded to, sometimes it's an agent that I've worked with before, booking agents that I've worked with before says, hey, I just got this new band. What do you think? Or I've got a band in the area. Sometimes it's me going through and looking at bands that I like and seeing what festivals they're playing and then finding out who else is playing that festival, mm-hmm. or what venues they're playing and who else plays those venues. And if I do that, I kind of end up finding a lot of other options.
It's amazing to me that the talent that you can bring in that most people don't know that are going to be playing like at iCards or, mm-hmm. At just some of these small places. And people, I hope the community appreciates that some of these individuals and musicians are just the best of the best. And we get to see them for sometimes nothing and sometimes very minimal cover charge.
Yeah. Thank you. I love doing it. I love putting together an event and matching up bands. The opener for Scott Pemberton at the Panhandle on Friday is Justin Priest, his band, and he grew up here and is
awesome.
He's full time musician out of Spokane right now, and he's done a lot of great stuff, and it's going to be really fun to see him on the main stage or on the Panhandle stage. And then we're looking at Runaway Symphony and Window at Matchwood the next Saturday, the 19th.
Right. So you're already on to the second question about Winter Carnival. So.
Yeah, Winter Carnival acts that are coming to town, which I think you started out with Scott Pemberton, correct?
Scott Pemberton is the first one, and that's at the Panhandle Friday night. And that's, the idea behind that is
the Magnificent
Parade of Lights is happening downtown, and we'll kind of, as that
wraps up,
then you can kind of stroll down to the Panhandle and check out some really great music. Music starts around 7 there.
Perfect.
With the opener, and then Scott Pemberton will start playing around 8. And then, we've got several different things. I got a lot of stuff going on at Ike Arts. Mm-hmm. We've filled up that schedule. John Fershey's playing there. On the 11th, Justin Priest Trio. If you don't get to catch them at Scott Pemberton, you can catch them at Ike Arts on the 12th.
Excellent.
Lauren and Chris are playing Ike Arts on the 16th. Headwaters, which is Beargrass. I don't know if you're mm-hmm. familiar with Beargrass, which is a local bluegrass great band that's been playing around it for a while. They're kind of doing something a little different with drums and an extra guitar. So they're calling themselves Headwaters, and they play at Ike Arts on the 18th. And then, like I said, Runaway Symphony, I was talking about that a minute ago. They're playing with Window at Matchwood, and that music starts at 5 on the 19th. And then we've got the Sweet Lilies at the Long Shot, which is a band out of Colorado that I've been wanting to bring in for a long time, and this is a great opportunity for that. Brendan Kelty Trio, which is a great local group.
They are amazing.
It's so funny it's awesome to see how many musicians we have around here mm-hmm. and their talent level.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, actually.
The bass player for Brendan Kelty Trio has toured internationally with an Indian, classical Indian band.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, there's so much of that in this community that people are so unassuming.
Yeah.
And they don't go out braggadociously talking about it.
Yeah.
I guess that's my job to talk about them.
That's right.
But it's really neat to see that and that level of talent around here.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Well, in case you didn't know, I sang for the first female president of Ireland.
Nice.
I know, right? I curtsied when I was done. What
so
a
you're
fool.
An international musician.
I am an international musician. Lots of Irish pubs.
Well, I hear lots of stories that come out at the office where I'm like, you did what? Wait,
yeah.
I had no idea. I think you can probably just ask Dave whenever he's at the next happy hour, and he'll just brag about Kate all night.
Oh, well, I was in a little warm-up band for Fleetwood Mac. It was like the warm-up before the warm-up in Boise. So he told somebody that the other night, and they were like, what? I'm like, no, it's the time when everybody's getting their drinks and nobody's sitting down yet. That's when we perform. So.
Well, you shared a stage with Fleetwood Mac. I did.
There you go. Exactly. That's kind of a big deal.
I know. I always forget those things. So, yeah, he's my marketer, I guess. I don't know. Who was the group that you showed me the clip one day? It's just two guys that were really awesome.
Yeah, that's one. That's another one I kind of just, I'm like, get all giddy about. Yeah. Hill Stomp, these guys are amazing.
Awesome, yeah.
They played a lot of main stages at festivals in the Inland Northwest and Northwest in general. And for them to be playing a space like Eichhardt's is just going to be an absolute party.
It's not big enough.
It's not big enough, which is to me is perfect. Like, we like to call that an intimate setting.
Good, right? Where you can't breathe, you're just really close.
Hopefully, it's not going to be that packed, but I do think we're going to have a good crowd in there. We're going to get rid of the tables, and we're going to start music around 8:30. Mm-hmm. So at 8, we're going to start telling people, you know, tables are leaving, and get the tables out of there about 8:30 or so. You know, it's Eichhardt's, North Idaho time, 8:30-ish.
Ish, right.
The musical start. So those guys are going to go on until probably 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and just going to be kind of an awesome party.
And what night is that?
That is Friday night, the 25th.
Excellent.
And what who is the night that it's a $10 cover, but it goes to an animal shelter?
That's Hill Stomp.
Oh, that's that night. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yep. And you know, I really like the idea of like just charging a little something. That way people have a little skin in the game, and they're not just kind of coming into
free has no value.
Yeah, exactly. So, and the fact that the proceeds go to the animal shelter is
amazing.
I think it's awesome. Wonderful.
Yep.
Everybody wins with that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So what exciting, are there other exciting things we can look forward to in the future?
Right now I'm pretty stoked on the February lineup.
Oh my gosh.
What we've got going on.
When you send me that whole full page, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, when someone asks me to book music, I like to overwhelm them.
And we get a sponsorship for the music and from Vive.
Yeah. I'm really appreciative of that. I think the community is going to really, really be excited about it, about their help. And because a lot of this truly wouldn't be happening if it weren't for their sponsorship.
Right.
So, exactly.
Right. Yeah, and it's a great idea because it's funny, POAC was just here and we were talking about the amazing talent in our town and the music that we have here. You know, I lived in Spokane for about, 15 years, and you were really hard-pressed even on the weekends to find good live music, you know, a lot of DJ stuff. And so it's so amazing in our town that there are just incredible musicians everywhere. Yeah.
Any weekend, pick a weekend.
And the hard part, really, like, there's so many really talented options as a promoter and as someone that books music. The hard part and the part that I really enjoy is getting creative and bringing in acts that we haven't seen before, or putting them in places that are like going to be a lot, like Hill Stomp has never played here before. They played in Bonner's Fair. They hadn't played in Sandpoint, but like to put them in Eichhardt's in a really fun spot like that. And it's going to be a good time.
Most of my pals are at Eichhardt's, so that's going to be a party.
Yeah. To say the least.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Sweet Lilies playing at Longshot is going to be a whole lot of fun too. I mean, they're a super talented trio. All three do vocals. They they have stand up bass,
nice.
Fiddle, guitar, bounce, and several other instruments that they kind of toss around between each other. And nationally touring band is going to be stopping off, and $15 to see them and a local group that in that type of a setting is, I think, a pretty epic night.
I think the entire month of February lineup is going to be pretty epic. Yeah. And I really hope the community will take advantage of that, because it's great that you don't have to travel to Spokane or Missoula to see really great musicians. You have them right here.
Yeah.
We're bringing them here.
And I'd like to throw out too, you know, keep an eye on my website, Maddox Farm, MATTOX Farm.com.
Mm-hmm.
I keep that updated, and as well as the Facebook page, and kind of play around a little bit with Instagram, but Facebook I'm a little more active on. If people are interested in what we're doing, that's the best place to know about it.
And if you forget MaddoxFarms.com, you can always call the chamber and we'll get You will get you Rob's information so you can call him.
And don't make the mistake you just made there. Not Maddox Farms. It's Maddox Farm. Farm singular, Productions plural.
Thank you very much.
It's named after the family farm in Virginia. It's our way of trying to pay respect to the past and be excited about how that helps lead to the future and what we can accomplish because of what our ancestors,
that's right,
their hard work and what they've set down for us and the path they've given us.
MaddoxFarm.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They've got it misspelled at the Pen and a Marquee. I'm going to have to check in with Veronica now.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, Rob, thank you so much. Any last parting words or?
No. Well, I just say thanks to Vive for sponsoring this and thanks to the Chamber for bringing me in and
absolutely
help bring some more music to town.
Absolutely.
Oh, we adore you, Rob. We adore you.
Thank you.
We do. All right, time for one more station break. You're listening to the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's radio.
Looking for a job? Filing for unemployment benefits? Need workforce training? Your Idaho Department of Labor makes it easy for you to get the help you need. We now have more places than ever before for you to get face-to-face help from an Idaho Department of Labor professional. Visit us on our website at labor.idaho.gov or in one of the many new communities offering office hours. That's labor.idaho.gov or call us at 208-457-8789. The Idaho Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer.
Come join us at Sandpoint's 49th Winter Carnival. 3 full weeks of fun from February 11th through the 27th. Something for everyone to enjoy from First Avenue to Schweitzer, including the Parade of Lights sponsored by Ting Internet with a block party after sponsored by Ponderé Winery, Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein at the Panada, Family Winter Games at the Granary, Let It Glow fireworks at Schweitzer, live music throughout town sponsored by Vive Broadband, skiing and so much more. Stay in Sandpoint and come visit scenic Idaho. Information online at visitsandpoint.com.
At the co-op this week, we have some great shirts and jackets for the ladies from Dickie and Polar King. From Dickie, we have the all-new bomber jacket in rust, blue, and avocado. This insulated, water-repellent jacket is perfect for the warmer segue into spring. Also from Dickie, we have ladies' thermal pullover shirts in charcoal, black, and plum, as well as Dickie front-zip hoodies with Sherpa lining. This springtime favorite comes in several colors, including dark lilac and light gray to choose from. We now have the ladies' Mission Parka from Polar King in stock. This lightweight coat boasts multiple pockets and a fully adjustable hood and waist drawstring. It is available in dark avocado and navy. For these outerwear options and so much more, come visit our clothing department at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderé, 208-263-6820.
Live comedy returns to the Panada Theater in Sandpoint on Saturday, February 12th with Philip Kupczynski and friends.
I'm originally from a town of 400 people, that's small. You can't get mad at someone for hitting on your wife in a town that small. Because that dude might be the only person who can fix your car, man.
See comedian Philip Kupczynski with special guests live on stage at Sandpoint's Panada Theater Saturday, February 12th. Doors open at 7:30 with show at 8. Tickets are just $20 in advance, $25 at the door.
Because we get tricked into doing stuff we don't have to do. I got tricked into coaching my kids' second grade basketball team. Nobody wants that job. Nobody wants that job. If there's a guy who's like, I'll do it. I'm just saying, double check and make sure that guy brought a kid, okay?
For tickets, go to Panada.org.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Kate and Keeley from the Chamber of Commerce. And before I introduce our next guest, I have one little announcement. On February 9th, the Sandpoint girls open the postseason at home when they host Lakeland in Game 1 of the 3-game series for the right to advance to the 4A Real Dairy Shootout tonight at 6 p.m. Catch all the action with Chris Chapman here on North Idaho's Radio. Okay, now and back to our guest.
Excellent.
One of my most favorite people in all the world.
Oh, wow. Well,
yes.
I feel like you tell everybody that.
Actually,
no.
She doesn't.
No.
I will tell you this. She does not.
Anyway, this is going to be a great conversation. And full disclosure, this is about Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein production. I am Frau Blücher in the play. Mm-hmm. Our friend Andrew Sorg, who is here, he is Frederick Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
And Keely is our director and the one who brought all of this together. So
so we're having kind of a company party with everybody on the radio today.
Yeah, you know. But it's we're bringing everybody a little bit. We need to bring people more into the know on what's going on there.
So Andrew, go. Tell us what's going on.
Well, let's first talk about the production. Yeah. It's going to be going up the 29th.
Not even close.
Not even 19th. Yes.
Hold on.
19th. 20th. 19th and 20th. And we're, do I have to push something?
No, you're good.
Okay, good. 19th or 20th is their opening weekend. Mm-hmm. And then we'll also be performing also Saturday, Sunday, the following weekend.
26th and 27th.
26th and 27th for those. People are looking around there. And it's been something that we've been working on for a while.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. We started
that. August.
Oh. Yeah. We started auditions last summer. So where we got things together and, you know, it's in, you know, cause of delays, you know, cause of, you know, pandemic, things like that, that have kind of just like moved our calendar, but you know, things happen for a reason. I really have a good feeling that this little extra time we've had has allowed us to put a lot more effort into polishing and getting things together and the amazing chemistry we have in this cast. Like, yes, Kate and I, we've been on stage together many times. In fact, and speaking of which is just reminiscent of Clue, which was last year.
Right.
That one got delayed multiple times for this almost pretty much the same reasons.
Yeah.
But we have so many new actors on this, people that I've, like, there's been so many people, like Eric Schreck, who's, like, mm-hmm. a part of the play here,
the
too. The Hermit. I've seen him on stage before, mm-hmm. and I remember his first, like, he did a Follies
he was
act.
In the
Follies, yeah. And, you know, at first he was so nervous and getting things together. And just that community base of all these people, we've been getting part of this production here, that the talent is just amazing. And this is the one of those reasons we started LPO Rep, mm-hmm. Lake Pondere Repertory Theater, because we saw in this community this huge amount of talent and a huge amount of need of people who just, like, want to get on stage, want to do this stuff and express their art. But the production side of it, really the business side of, mm-hmm. you know, acting, of putting things up on stage, any of that stuff around here, that's the part that that's the can get in the way of a lot of these kinds of things. And mm-hmm. so LPO Rep, we are the ones who are, you know, producing, putting on this play here, but it's mainly just this springboard in the community just mm-hmm. to be like, all right, we're going to go ahead, show that we can put on professional productions here in this town.
Uh-huh.
We're using local talent,
right.
Local, everybody across the board. So everyone, when you buy a ticket, you know that this isn't going to some guy over in, you know, LA who's just been like going like, I'll just put this production company out there and see there's these people in Sandpoint, they're going to be watching it. No, it's all us that we've been really working on here and in Keeley's brainchild,
right.
just to kind of keep things going on here.
We could use donations because, you know, eventually, we've talked about that we want to put on a season of shows with all mm-hmm. kinds.
Absolutely.
And so that takes money. And so we are hoping that everyone will buy a ticket. Mm-hmm. The first weekend is showing proof of vaccination. The second weekend is no proof of vaccination. So we tried to make it so you have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And we really need your support. It's kind of a little naughty little show. Not too bad. PG-13, but, you know, it's hilarious if you like Mel Brooks and then add music to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. It is so fantastic. And again, Frau Blücher doesn't dance. Yeah, thank you. Frau Blücher doesn't dance, but I'm telling you, these individuals who had to learn the choreography.
Like
since
Andrew Sorg.
Last year, like Andrew sitting here. It is an immense undertaking. And so we would really appreciate it if you would consider coming to one of the shows because it's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's really great.
We really... This show has got everything you'd really want to go and see in theater. And there has been a dearth of theater in the community because of, you know, the issues that have been going on these past 2 years. Yep. So we're really looking forward on this one of putting together a show that shows not only the community, the people who've just moved here,
mm-hmm.
but the people who've been here, that this is a place that you can get some high-quality entertainment that and we're going to continue doing it on and keep, you know, having at least 2, 3, 4 shows a year. And even those production companies in town that are already existing, the big thing about this is we're wanting to put this thing together here where it's like, listen, if you don't want to do a play underneath LPO Repertory banner, that's totally fine. but we want to be there to support you on what you need to do to achieve that kind of stuff here. Because, you know, we're part of the system. We're in the know. Like if there's a play in this town, I know. Because I people talk to me about it. I don't know how many people, though, after every play I get done with, they're like going, wait, you're in a play? I would have totally gone if I knew about it. Where it takes, and I'm like, all I can think in my mind is, I've been spamming this. I've been telling everybody constantly. And yet, really getting the word out, advertising, marketing, those are the things that, you know, actors are good at a lot of things. But, you know, those things sometimes we can struggle with. So. Yeah. Anything we can do to get that out there. And that's what LPO Repertory is there for, is to make sure that, you know, we can help with those kinds of things.
Hey, Keely, you got anything to say?
I'm just sitting here loving this so much because normally I'm the spokesperson for this company that I've pretty much that birthed with the two of you. And it's just amazing to hear everything that I would say from both of you. So you guys, I appreciate you being such amazing representatives of the company because this show has been a labor of love and heartache because we've had so many things happen. And I mean, that's just kind of theater during the pandemic era. It just is. But we're coming at you. It's going to be an incredible show. The talent we have is amazing. I will just brag and say members of my cast are not only operatically trained singers, contortionists, belly dancers, have performed in Sandpoint hundreds of times on the stage. We have local celebrities that are a part of our cast. It's just, if you want to get really truly into the community, theater, spirit, this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm super, super biased because it's like these are my family and my chosen family and who I love spending time with every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Everybody's working so hard. Mm-hmm. And we loaded into the Panada this last weekend and we've been performing on stage and it's just a whole new experience. So LPOrep.com is where you can get your tickets. And I will repeat that. LPOrep.com.
No dash, just R-E-P-R-E-P. One thing.
Yeah, and you buy your tickets on Eventbrite. And I just think that, you know, well, I think no one should miss this. I think everybody should be required to come see this production.
And get your tickets now. I know for a fact it's going to sell out. So don't be sitting there like going, because that's the Sandpoint way. We're always like, I'll get it. There'll be tickets available. I'll buy them like this. Treat this like the Follies.
Right.
Remember the Follies? Like if you buy, like, you know, you have to buy them the first 2 days or they're all gone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Same thing is going to be happening with this one. So make sure, don't snooze, grab them now.
Right. Absolutely.
So Keely, what's the hardest thing about putting it all together?
Putting it all together. it's a learning experience for me because, of course, I have my degree in theater and I've been doing theater as a career for the last decade. But the whole shebang of putting everything together and kind of being the overviewer and making sure little bits and pieces come together. You know, am I taking on probably too much being the director, set designer, lighting designer, marketing,
maybe.
So on and so forth, maybe. But what's exciting is that, and I feel like we are being successful in doing this, is we are creating a culture where we're going to have more of these people in the future. Mm-hmm. So it's just a very exciting opportunity for our town.
Yeah. And if we have time, I'd just like to mention here, because the big thing about this and LPO Rep is the educational part of it too, where we built this because we want the community to like grow into this. We want this because the communities we love have these kinds of things in it. And so if you're even interested, let's say you don't want to even be on stage. Let's say you're just interested in maybe being a producer for a play. We could go ahead next on our next production here, show up for auditions, get in touch with us because we'd love to have an assistant producer, assistant director, things like that.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That was, you know, make sure you go to lporep.com. If you forget, you can call the chamber or go to the chamber website. No, it's in our newsletter. You can call the chamber at 208-263-2161, and it would be lovely to see all of your faces out in the audience. So thank you for this month's Chamber Chatter Hour, and we'll be back in March.